I inherited dishes, china, Duralex plastic, and pots and pans from my mother, who was from but originally didn't eat glatt. Among her dishes was also stuff she got from siblings who didn't keep kosher, tovel, etc. Can I use her dishes as is, or do I need to kosher anything? 2. What if some of the stuff, glass I believe, originally was not toveled? Do I tovel everything questionable? What cannot be koshered? Duralex glasses. There's one set of china that says Pesach, but not if it's meat or milk. The most logical explanation is that it's meat, and may have been used once or twice. Can I assume it's meat? There's nobody that remembers. Anonymous from Jerusalem. Okay, Lamaisa, if the dishes were only used for kosher, just not glatt, then there are heterim not to have to go through the bother of koshering them, especially if they haven't been used for a year or even a lesser time than that. And that applies to all the things that you knew were kosher, just not glatt. However, if there were shilas on the kashrus itself, as you say, some of them were from a sibling or didn't keep kosher at all, then the dishes have to be kashered. However, if they haven't been used for a year, you can even kasher the china, the Duralex, and the plastic. The china by putting it in boiling water 3 separate times. The Duralex you can kasher by putting it in boiling water 1 time, and the same thing with the plastic. Things that weren't toveled should be toveled if you can do it. If it's a very big bother, a lot of things to tovel, then there are heterim. If it's glass and you don't know, you know, some were toveled and some weren't toveled, you're not sure if it was toveled altogether or not, then you can rely on all these doubts, since toveling glass is only rabbinic, and it's a big bother or expense, then you can rely on not toveling it. However, if it's metal utensils, or if it's not a tremendous bother to do, then better you should retovel everything that there's a doubt on. The set of china that says Pesach, and you're not sure if it's meat or milk, can be koshered, same thing. If it's been left a year, koshered 3 times in boiling water, and then used for either meat or milk, whichever you choose.